gonna be all right. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Thank you.
Obedience to God Almighty, to Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our Keeper, and to my Bishop Figgins, and all the other ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, Councilman Johnson, and all that share to make up this fellowship of Christ Jesus. And I want to, first of all, thank the mission for what you've done for me, and Brother Larry Freeman, thank you. God bless you and keep you and strengthen you and preserve you according to the Spirit of God. I would like to say this very briefly before we look at the Word. I am not a weakling, as some think so. I played football, 126 pounds. Next man to me is 175 pounds. I never backed up, and I worked on my physical job for 38 years and 5 months. And I worked 35 straight years and didn't miss a day. So when it came that when the little final surgery that I had, I missed 3 weeks, and that was worrying me to death. I missed 3 weeks from getting up and saying something about the Lord, and it really worried me to death. My daughter had told me, say, you can't jump, you can't do this. That. I said, look, I'm not one of them preachers. When I'm getting loose preaching, I'm not that. I just teach. I'm a teacher of God. I teach the Word of God. I say, you ain't got to worry about me jumping and getting loose and all that because I don't believe in that, even though it's part of the body of Christ. It's a self-praise that we ought to always give God the praise for whatever he did for us. And you don't have to wait till I get to the church for me to holler praise the Lord. No, praise him. Whenever God worked with you, give him the praise. Because it's by chance you may not even get back here to give him the praise. So I thank God for all of you and all the prayers that you all have prayed for me. I felt it. I felt the prayers. And I am not going to hurt myself, y'all. I'm going to take it easy and do what the Lord tell me to do. And I'm obeying the doctor's orders too, y'all. Yeah. Yeah, so I have to make a decision this day, choose ye this day who you going to serve. I had to make that decision on my own. And because the care that you have shown for me in the past, even until this very moment, I thank God for that. You know, it's an honor to know that somebody care. And somebody believe in you. And they got the support of all your people. That's a blessing from on high. So I've been thinking about it. I say, well, I need to identify myself to God and to the church. And I thought about Jeremiah, 3rd chapter, 15th verse. And it reads as thus. And I just thank God for that, because all that he's done for me and what he did, and he told the church something, and we need to keep that in mind, what he said to the church. He built the church, he ordained the church, and he married the church. Amen. Jeremiah 3:15-16. I will give you pastors according to my heart, yes, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Yes, and it shall come to pass when ye be multiplied and increase in the land, in those days, saith the Lord, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done anymore. You may be seated. God, in the New Testament, he built the church. We went by the ceremonial laws in the Old Testament. And he worked through Abraham, through Isaac, and through Jacob. When we prayed in that name. In the church that Jesus come and built, we pray in Jesus' name. That's the fulfillment of the law. If you don't ever read Old Testament no more in life, if you accept the New Testament, you're still close with God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And everything that was created by God. And we should never in this life disown anything that God did. Was it under the new covenant or the old covenant? We should never disown it, because he did everything. Even when we was yet in our sin, he died for us. He gave his life up for us that we didn't have to die. That's right. He gave us a new spirit. Yeah. And he put his spirit inside of us. And when he put his spirit inside of us, look, God, he stirs us. Yes, sir. He the one stirs us. We don't stir ourselves. Before we met him, we stirred ourselves. But since we met Jesus, we let his spirit stir us up. I tell people all the time, I say, I ain't going to holler amen all the time, but I'm in the Word. Amen. And I believe the Word and everything the Word say. And when I get ready to rejoice, I'm going to holler. I'm going to holler. I ain't thinking about whoever don't like me to holler. I'm going to holler. Right. Whoever that God do something for me, I'm going to let it be made known. Yeah. All that he brought us through, not me, brought us through, we oughtn't be ashamed of him. We should always speak out, because we still having trouble on this earth. And I hear people all the time say, get in the hand of the Lord. I read and study the Bible. There's nowhere in the Bible that the Lord told us to not do the works that he's commissioned us to do. He did all the work at Calvary that was supposed to be done on this earth by Jesus Christ. And what we do, we need to get out of that compliance about, I'm going to let the Lord handle it. He commissioned us to go do the works that he did on this earth. And he said he's going to be with us, what? Always, even to the end of this time. And we got to ignite. He's going to do what he says. Stop trying to figure it out. It's been already worked out. We need to understand that. The next time God come and do work on it, coming after the church. This is according to the book I read. So we have to be ready, just like the disciples asked him, when that's going to be, he said, it ain't for me to tell you. But you just be ready when I come.
Yes, Lord.
And whatever you're doing, when I come back, just keep doing it.
Yes,
whether it's good or bad, keep doing it.
Amen.
And I've made the decision, just like Joshua did. That's for me and my household.
Yes, sir.
We're going to serve the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank him for that, giving me a mind to do that, and a mind to follow after his orders that he's given to me. I don't have to go around and pray and get on my knees and dirty my pants up, praying to God, asking what I want him to do. It's already in the book. He already put it in the book what I need to do. All I have to do is abide by it. As a minister, a leader for God, just abide by the word. Why would we look for another word in the word? There's 66 books already here for us to go by. And we're going to go and look for more? We can't keep the little bit that we're doing now. How are we going to look for some more? We're too grown. We've been elevated by the Holy Spirit not to be like that anymore. He say, I'm going to give you pastors according to what? My heart. Too many preachers cut themselves down and cut other folks down. God give the church a pastor according to what he thinks. Let this mind be in you. There was also whereabout. That's telling me to think like the Lord thinks. Stop belittling yourself. Stop criticizing yourself. Be just like God say for you to be. Do what he say for you to do. Especially as a leader. We go around, we got all kind of leaders now on earth. We got liars, thieves, everything on this earth. And if we deny that, we're going to go home with the devil. Because they out here. You got non-believers, those that think they know everything and don't know nothing. And you got those that don't believe they can do it. But I read the scripture, say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I believe that. I walk by it every day of my life. You ain't going to tell me what I can't do. Because God got my hand, not you.
Amen.
If you'd have had my hand, you'd have been stopping me long years ago. But thank God that he got me.
Yes, Lord.
And he said here, he went on to tell us here, he said, I'm going to give you a pastor according to my heart. Who shall feed you with what?
No.
We don't just read the Bible and let somebody know we can read. We read it to be educated in the things of God. We need to understand. Smith, how you understand the scripture? Watch this. There's nobody on earth can interpret God's mind. This is what you got to do. When you read the scripture, you read, you read, you read, you study, you meditate. And God's going to reveal himself to you. That's according to the book I read. Sometimes we can just read and run over stuff and miss the whole boat. But if you read and meditate on what God has said, he going to open your understanding up. Then you're going to shout praise, thank you, Lord. See, a lot of times in the church, I've seen it since I've been coming up. A lot of times in the church, we get up and tell people, say amen. Say amen. Say, wave your hands, stomp your feet. You tell them to do that, and they're going to do it just to don't look bad. But when the Spirit of God is in them, they're going to automatic shoot off. They're going to give God automatic praise. When you have to tell me to stomp my foot and all God done for me, I feel like I'm an envy. But when I see the word of God, you ain't got to tell me amen. I'm automatic say amen, because he said, if you're ashamed on me before men, I'm going to be ashamed on you before my Father, which is in heaven. God help us this day. Strengthen us this day and preserve us. He said that it's going to feed you with knowledge and understanding. I'm going to share the word with you, but I want you to know what it's saying. I want you to know just what it's saying. And how I know what it's saying, you read it out of the Bible. If you ever read the Bible, y'all, listen at me good. If you ever read the Bible, read it out loud, and they're going to talk back to you. When you're reading silent, you miss a lot because you don't hear the God speaking. But when you read it out aloud, he's speaking directly to you. No change in his word. He's speaking directly to you. And what he say to me, he say to all of us, his word don't change. Every one of us, but we in different administrative positions. He didn't ever tell Moses, none of his preachers, say this for the deacons or this for the preacher. Now you got pastoral epistles in the Bible, yeah. You got them in there. But the word go from the pastor to the usher at the back door. He don't change at all at no time. And we got to know that. And people say, what would he have me do? How can I do what God say? But please him. What is praise? Thanking God for his goodness. Letting him know that your mind is on him. Letting him know that you, whatever you do, you appreciate him. And you honor him for what he does in your life. We pray, I don't know, and I wouldn't lie. Get up in God's house and lie. I think everybody in here pray all the time. I ain't going to tell no lie about you. I don't think y'all pray. I wouldn't get up in church and say something like that. All of us pray all the time. I know that without a shadow of a doubt. Now, some of our prayers ain't going to hit the roof. But we still pray. We pray amiss, not believing nothing going to happen before it happens. We got to get out of there. Whenever I talk to God, you got to mean it. You got to cry out to God and tell him to deliver you from whatever that you're going through, help me. And I had a situation happen to me once. Guy, I told him, I said, you see, I'm not one of them guys going to lie for to get over. I don't play that. God told me, I said, I'm going through something with my back. First thing he told me, he said, give it to God. I said, I give it to him. I've been praying. I don't know how long. I said, maybe it's a disconnect with me and him. I said, but I tell you what, now we in open public trying to shame me. I said, sir, pray for me. He walked away from me. He knew I was right. He walked away. I told him to pray for me. If you're so strong and powerful, pray for me that I be healed. I believe in Christ's word. He walked off from me. Because you know what? He didn't mean what he was saying. He just wanted to show out. If I could have said, hollered or something, he'd have went off. But the Bible tells me I got to discern my own spirit first. Then discern the spirit of the people that you govern, that you're overseeing over. And until you get yourself straight, keep your mouth closed. Keep your mouth closed. Till you get yourself straight, keep your mouth closed. Amen. Knowledge and understanding. Now, in the book of Matthew, say, what about God's knowledge? This is what he tells the fifth chapter of Matthew. And this is what he's saying, some of these things. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed. You're already blessed. The poor in spirit. Those that are not strong and totally dependent on me. You blessed. Yes, sir. You're already blessed. You ain't got to ask nobody to bless you. You're already blessed. You're dependent. So yours the kingdom of God. Because you trust God. You believe God. You honor God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even them that mourn. He said, I'm going to comfort you. We go through some stuff sometimes. Break our heart. Our spirit get low. But if we just trust and hold on to God and change hands, he going to deliver us. He's going to deliver. That's his word. That's out of Jesus' mouth himself. He said, blessed are the meek. They shall inherit the earth. Huh? Why you want to be bigger? Because you know more than I know. Why are you getting up trying to show me out? Or trying to show me bigger? Huh? Why you want to do that? The meek shall inherit the earth. Why you want to be a big dog? I don't want to be no big dog. I just want to be a dog.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
We sometimes exalt ourselves, and we fall. But when you let the Lord pick you up, you're going to be up forever. Well, most everybody here know that I used to stay in athletics all the time. I love sports.
Yes, sir.
And I had a coach one time told me, say, Smitty, say, what you crying for? I said, we lost. He said, everybody lose. I said, I don't believe in losing. I ain't going out there and playing no ball and lose. I ain't out here to lose. I'm out here to win. And I just don't believe in losing. I don't believe it this day. I believe God, all God's word is the right way to go. I believe what man come up with is destruction to life. But what God said is eternal. And it's going to hold you and going to keep you. That's why he said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of this world. He's going to be there. Why are you doubting him? Stop doubting him. And when you see a brother at lower estate, go pick him up. Don't stand back and say, oh, that little weak you better. That little weak fella there, he needs the Lord. Go show him the Lord through your life. Let him see God through you.
Amen.
Let this mind be where?
In you.
And you that's also whereabout? In Christ Jesus. We have to be like the Lord said. And this is the mind of God. This is who God told us to be like. And sometimes we forget who we are. He said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain what? Mercy. Why you want to be bigoted? It's best to be meek and humble. Blessed are the peacemakers, the Bible says. But they shall be called the children of God. Peacemakers. I could start confusion, yeah, but telling the truth. But I got to have wisdom of God to know how to tell you the truth. Just because it's true and what the Bible says, you got to know how to handle it to people. You know how to give it to people. Sometimes we get so educated that we get crazy. But you got to buy Jesus. Amen. All he went through, he said, never said a mumbling word.
Amen.
And he did that for us.
Yeah.
And he told us to be like him.
Yeah.
But we want to always express our opinion, who we are and what we are. That's the wrong way to be.
Yeah.
He said, blessed are they that's persecuted for righteousness' sake. Now, let me say this now. All of us in here today, in here, we do good things. See, I ain't going to cut you down. I ain't got that much sense. All of us in here do good things at times. But is it of God? Is it of God? I know the Bible says good thing, all good things come from above. I know it say that. But sometimes we think wicked. That's still a sin. Sometimes we don't like our other brother that don't do it like we do it. We figure he ain't no good.
Yes,
we don't want to hear him, but we want you to hear me, huh?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
But we got to do to others as we have them do unto us. Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of what?
Yeah.
Of heaven.
Yes,
folks going to talk about you. Let me tell you, y'all, I'm a little older than most of you in here. I've been through a lot of stones, and those stones taught me something. Everybody say, I love you, Rev. Don't you think Lionel believed that, huh? Show it to me. Don't talk to me about it. Show it to me. I was tricked by my own family member once. And just because I had a nice heart, and God gave me a good heart. They told me, say, if you give me this, God going to bless you with this. I'm still waiting on that. I'm not going to lie in God's house. You can't believe every word that come out of people's mouth. If it ain't scripture, ignore them. If it ain't in the scripture, ignore them. In America here this day, we voted for the President of the United States of America. And we got somebody we don't like that ain't coming up to the standard that God say for he supposed to come up to. You can't hate him. You got to love him anyway. In spite of, you still got to love him. Well, let me say this. The Bible says pray for them, yeah. But you know what? Sometimes we pray, and we pray and not believing it's going to happen at first. And ain't nothing going to happen. But when you pray and believe that it's going to take place, it will happen. That's a God to God word. How many times people tell us to pray for me, Rev? Pray for me, y'all. And when people tell me that, right on the spot, I don't wait now, a second later, right on the spot, I start praying for them. I don't have to pray openly to you, but I start right on the spot. When you say, pray for me, Rev, I pray right on the spot. I don't wait another second. Because I found something out. A man called me one day and told me, say, Pastor, I need to see you and talk to you. That was on Sunday. Monday, I said, I'm coming Monday. Monday, I had to go to Camp Beauregard for a meeting. Tuesday, something else come up. And that worried me for 2 days. I mean, it just eating me up because I didn't go to Monday. I got to talk to you. Wednesday, I went. I said, I don't care if I lose my job. I'm going to see what this man say. 10:20, I got to the hospital to see the man. The nurse told me he's gone 10 minutes ago. For years, that stayed on me. And I said, I'll never do it anymore. I promised God. I made a covenant with God. I'll never do it anymore. You call me now, I'm coming. If I don't come now, I'm going to tell you, I can't get there now. I'm not going to lie to you. And we got to stay tuned in with the Lord Jesus. If we don't stay tuned in with him, we ain't going to be blessed. Say, bless when men revile you and persecute you on some mountain of evil against you falsely. Stand up for the truth. Amen. Stand up for the truth.
Amen.
Don't go along with no lie. If any of these preachers up here lying, and I know they lying, I ain't thinking about them. I'm serious. I ain't gonna give them a thought. Because I got to choose the day who I'm gonna follow. Now I can follow him with his lying self, or I can follow Jesus with his eternal life that he given me. I have a choice. It's my choice. It ain't his choice. It's my choice. And I thank God today for that. And he tell me all the time, God tell me, oh, don't get upset. He ain't going nowhere. He keeping plenty of noise, but he ain't going nowhere. My dad used to drive a truck. And everybody in the community called a change for a dollar. So when they come down the road, they end up shaking and rallying. They said, that's Mr. Smith, who change for a dollar. And they was right. Because it looked like every bolt and whatever was loose on and everything shaking. You identify with your lifestyle. You being identified with your lifestyle. And if you don't do it, like God say, you're always going to cause trouble and make noise.
Amen.
Sometimes we talk in the church and we ain't nothing but sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. And I don't want to be under that. I always want to be a person to win and do like God say for me to do. And I want to be elevated all the time, not for to be known among men, but my work, I want to follow me. Whatever come out of my mouth, I want my lifestyle to be with it. As a leader for God, I can't take it. I'm not one of them guys say, oh, he ain't no good. I tell you all the time in this church, don't ever speak negative around me. Everything you say, be positive. I come through generations of people talk negative talk. Sometimes had me almost falling in that state. But I say, oh, no. Boy, you got more sense than this. You got God in mind. Why you let them put you down like that? No, you ain't going to put me down.
Yes, sir.
Whatever you do unto me, you done to God.
Amen.
You done to God. You talk about me, you're talking about God. You laugh at me, you're laughing at God. You call me stupid, you're talking about God. I'm his son. I'm an heir of the throne of God. When you ridicule me, you're doing the same thing to God. We got to keep that in mind. Whatever we do on this earth, we're doing it to God.
Amen.
If a brother or sister be overtaken in a fault, ye with your spirit to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, kind of considering yourself always. You got to look at yourself before you make decisions. Look at your own self. I don't believe many people in here had never been overcome in a fault. If you all come lay hand on me right now, because I had many faults, and God delivered me from my faults. If you're so glorious, so gracious now, you ain't never had no fault, you're a blessed man or a blessed woman. And you need to be commended for your good works. So if you see a brother in low degree, hungry and destitute of food or shelter, I don't like this. I'm just telling you, y'all throw me out there. Don't matter with me. If somebody come up to me and say, Rev, I'm hungry, first thing I'm doing is going in my pocket. I'm going in my pocket and say, would this help you? Or let's go buy you food. Well, we do not. I see it in all churches. Let's pray over it. Pray for what? God already commissioned you what to do. What you praying for? You ought to be praying before you get to this building. I don't just wait till I get here to pray. I pray when I get up. When my foot hit the floor, I start praying to God and thanking God for whatever he done. It ain't time for prayer. It's time for food. Why the church want to be so religious? I don't understand that. We got to hold on to God. And Jesus ain't never told. Whatever Jesus did, he did it on the spot. Somebody come to him with a problem, he cured it on the spot. He didn't say, next week, I'm going to come next week and see you and lay hands on you, shall recover. He never did that, according to the Bible I read. On the spot. When these people was hungry in the desert, he fed them right then. He didn't tell them nothing about next week or how much faith you got. He didn't say nothing about no faith and stuff like that. That's what we got. If we got the faith in Christ, let's exercise our faith that we have in Christ. Stop worrying about what the other people don't have. Exercise what you got. You let the world know I'm a child of the King. But we got to come out from that. In the book of Acts here, Lord help us, trying to set you what God requires of us as ministers, as leaders for Christ. He said, take heed, therefore, unto yourself. Lionel, before you get up in that church, look at yourself. Judge your own self first. Stop judging other folks. Judge your own self first. Then if you see what you write, now watch it, watch this. Be a judge of the flock. God made you overseer over the flock. If you ain't following what God said, why you want the flock to follow you? Why? Why you want the flock to follow you when you ain't following what God say? Say, because the Holy Spirit has made you what? Huh? The Holy Ghost made the pastor the overseer. What that mean? I had a little schooling. That mean to watch over? Look over? Every department in the church? Watch this. Deacons, ushers, every department, choir, everybody in the church under my supervision. And if I don't tell you that this is what God wants from you and you don't do it, that's going to be held against me. But if I lay it out to you, it's on you if you don't do it. So he said here, and listen to what the scriptures say. Now listen to what the scriptures say. Take heed therefore unto yourself and all the flock. I ain't got no having no special people. I tell people that all the time. I used to play sports. So I don't like nobody else more than I like this one. I like Lionel more than I like any of y'all, though. I'm serious. If I don't like Lionel, I can't like you. I never had. I used to work on a job, and they wanted me to show preference to certain people. I said, oh, I don't play that because I've been through that jungle. And I don't want nobody to exalt nobody over me, so I ain't going to do that either. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And we have to follow the ordinance of God. He said, the Holy Spirit made you the overseer, not the association. Huh? Not Reverend so-and-so. Huh? Reverend so-and-so want to take credit, but God get my credit. For whatever I am right now, God, glory. I give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. Whatever I do, I thank God every day of my life. He said, I anointed you to feed this flock of God. Huh?
Amen.
Well, you got a house full of preachers here. But he said the pastor is the one to feed the flock of God.
Amen.
You got great preachers. I ain't worthy to hold a Bible. But it's recommended to me to feed the flock of God. It's held against me if I don't feed the flock of God. It ain't got nothing to do with no other preacher in this church. Lionel, you're obligated to feed the flock of God. I take that to heart. I sleep with that every day. I eat that every day. You're obligated from God, not from nobody else, to feed the flock of God. And guess what? And then he wanted me, he said, don't get big-headed now. I purchased the church with my own blood. I'm the one that built the church. I built the church on the truth. And I'm just putting you over to keep it justified like I got it. Now, if you stay there, I'm going to be there. You don't stay there, I'm going to have to turn my back on you. But you just stay there.
Amen.
And let God handle the duty.
Yes,
and we have to just put everything in God's hands. See, what we do now, what we do now, we like to get a lot of credit. I know churches all over the world. I ain't just talking about Scott Island, no, President Green. We lack credit a lot of time. We lack folks to brag on us that boy bad.
Yes, sir.
Are you a good preacher? He ain't lying. He is a good preacher. He's bad, too. But he got to follow Jesus to stay bad. Got to follow Jesus to stay bad. If you don't follow Jesus, he ain't bad. Nothing but a little soldier running wild. And we're almost through. In Timothy, the third chapter, and the Bible says, I mean, see, this is the word. I ain't going to change it. I ain't got sin enough to change it. A true saying. It's the truth. This is the truth. This comes from heaven. If a man desire the office of bishop, he desire the right thing, the good thing, honorable thing, thing that God glory himself in.
There's
nothing wrong with it. You could want to be anything. God ain't got nothing against you wanting to be who you want to be. Whoever you want to be, you can be there, but you got to come in compliance of how God say be it. If you don't do it like God say do it, you ain't.
Amen.
You ain't nothing. But sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. And he went on to say, you want to be a bishop? That's good. I want you to be a bishop. Said, then a bishop must be blameless. God help me, Jesus. Not only do you say I'm a good boy in the church, but when I get outside of them doors out there, I still need to be a good boy. I need to be blameless. I ain't supposed to have bad reports in my life. I need to be the Lord be to clean me up, straighten me out, and give me the power of his spirit that I don't fall into every devil's temptation.
Amen.
So he said, uh-oh. So you got to be the husband of what? Why can't I have a wife and two good friends? I'm a kind of good-looking guy. I need a wife and some more girls, huh? Huh? Man will pat me on my back and say, that boy bad. But what about God? What about God? What are you going to do? We lack people to pat us on our back and to lift us up, even in our wrongdoing. He said, brothers say you need one wife. You're the pastor. You're the overseer. You got to see beyond where you're looking at. You got to be stable. Have a good behavior. Lord, have mercy. I see good people all the time. Then they, I'd be good, and I'd be bragging on them. I've been hurt a lot of times because I stood up for people that I knew personally, that they did good things, and they was nice people. And over on the other side of the river, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, the worst hellions that you ever met in your life. Say, have a good behavior. You got to have a good behavior. Given to hospitality and apt to teach. When you come in that door there, now, Ursula, I'm going to step on your foot a little bit. When you come in those doors there, you got to smile. Good morning. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Where would you like to sit at? Well, we don't have a seat there. But here's a seat up here available. Would you like to sit over here? Yes, sir, that's fine. And some of the people, now watch this now. Some of the people say, I sit where I want them. Don't get upset. Say, thank you, Jesus. Because you know Satan was going to come. Yes, say, thank you, Jesus, that you got me in control and I don't get out of order. Let me slip this in to you, because you know this without a shadow of a doubt. If somebody keep pushing your button, I don't care how old you are, keep pushing your button, you soon going to turn around. Am I lying? Got a lot of fake Christians say, oh, I give it to the Lord. Don't you believe that? Don't you ever believe that? They're going to give it to the Lord. They're going to give you a right hand and a left one. I know what I'm saying. I've been through all this. How you think I say that if I hadn't been through it? And the Bible tells me this, preachers, we're almost through with this. Not given to wine. Preachers, listen to me good. Not given to wine. I'm talking about preachers now. I'm talking about myself. You don't need to drink no wine, no whiskey, no beer. You need to keep a sound mind at all times. You need to be able to govern what God said and what the man say at all times. And listen what it say. You don't fight back either. If I tell you something, don't you get mad and I tell you something back again. Don't be no shackle. If you don't like what I said, whisper in my ear and tell me, I don't like what you said. And then we're going to work it out from there. But don't go back out in the corner with no other brother and start talking about me. Because I'm going to come ask you what you say. And we're going to have to straighten it out. Because we got children, we got sons and daughters. We got to straighten it out, or it's going to flourish and go and going to tear the church up. Amen. You got to keep things in order the way God say do it, or we ain't going to be what God wants us to be. Amen. He said, no wine, not a striker. Here's one, not as dangerous. God help us.
Yes, sir.
Not guilty of filthy lucre. That's that money. But be patient. Wait till God come along and bless you. Now, I know this for a fact. If I'm the pastor of this church, y'all need to take care of my clothing. I'm talking about what the book says.
That's right.
Take care of my clothing, my car note, my house note, my food note, buy my house. That you're obligated, the church obligated to do that. But Lionel, they don't charge you for nothing. Because I love you, and I want to show that I can go through Becker's Valley and still be the same person. And I want you to be the same person that I am. Filter Luca, I mean, in most of these mega churches now, I don't know, maybe $100,000 a week or a month. These mega churches, they don't know half the people in the church. All of you, let that check be a little late. They're going to have a rev, can we have a meeting? But they say it's for the Lord, though. They say preaching for the Lord. Wherever you're preaching for the law, whatever God pay you, just take it and go on about your business. But no, Rev, I preached at your church last Sunday. I ain't get but $50. I deserve more than that. That ain't even going to get my clothes out the laundry. Maybe it ain't. That's why the church sees a lot of pastors don't worry with all that. A lot of church folks don't know all this because they don't. Nobody ever take you through that step by step and let you know what God wants you to do and how the church supposed to take care of his pastor. But no, it's all Rev about money. I thank God that can't nobody say that about me, right? I'm all about money. I thank the Lord this day. Yeah. Yeah. It ain't all about no money. Rev ain't all about no money. And when all of it is put together, listen at this good, and we through. When all this is put together according to God's word, and if you notice, I ain't changed now word in the scripture. He said, when you obey and do what God say, do what your pastor say, stay in harmony with your pastor, be of good cheer, and letting you know that Jesus said, I've overcome, you should overcome also. This is what he said finally to the church. But ye are a chosen generation. You special, y'all. Jesus say you're special. You're of the royal priesthood. That's high as you can go in Christ Jesus. A holy nation. You ain't defiled no more, but you've been made perfect through the blood of Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is stay on board. And when he shall appear, you're going to be just like him. And you ain't going to have no trouble. Because when you come before him, his name going to be on your forehead. And he's going to say, come on in, son. But some of us going to run there and ain't got that name up there. He can say, who are you? You're in the wrong place. I don't see your name, Jesus' name on your forehead. You can't come in here. And all the work, church work you've been doing all your life, preaching, praying, whatever. He said, I don't know you. That's going to be a bad day, y'all. If I were you today, I look to the hill for whence cometh my help, knowing that my help come from God. He said, you're peculiar. You know, I've been seeing you. I've been watching you as you go from here to there. You know, you ain't got all regular ways like regular human beings. I see you so mannerable. You're nice. Always got a nice smile on your face. Well, that's what God wants us to smile. He don't want me to go around here with my mouth poked off. Hate, I can't stand to see you. I can't sit by you, Sister Bear. I think I'm better than you. Amen. You can't tell me nothing. I know everything. Say, you're a peculiar person. You ain't like everybody I've seen. All these people, you're different. I don't know what it's about you, but you're different. That's what God, people got to be different. He says, you should show forth the praise of him who have called you out of darkness. What about? Huh? Give God the praise for bringing you out of darkness. Now you're in the light. You need to just stay hot and thank you, Jesus. Every day, thank you, Jesus. When I go to bed at night, thank you, Jesus. I get up in the morning, thank you, Jesus. This is what he wants for us. He said, because I remember, Lord, in time past, I wasn't nothing. Wasn't even a people. But now, I'm the son and daughter of God. Which I didn't have no mercy in me. But now, I have received the mercy of God in my life. And this is what we got to tell God every day of our life. We got to make sure that we please God. And maybe somebody here today.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to